Mayor's Declaration. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With thousands of migrants showing up on buses from border states, New York City Mayor Eric Adams declaring a state of emergency. Fox's Charles Watson has the details.
So New York City Mayor Eric Adams declared that state of emergency in part to request aid from the federal government to get help with the large migrant groups that are being bused on a daily basis. Adams says the city is seeing anywhere between 5 to 9 buses a day as more buses with migrants on them rolled into New York City's Port Authority, adding to the more than 17,000 migrants Adams says have been sent to New York City since the spring. Many of those on buses that have been chartered by Republican governors in both Texas and Arizona seeking to pressure the Biden administration to changing its border policy.
Mayor Adams says that more shelters need to be built. He has even worked on a deal with Norwegian Cruise Lines to provide additional means of shelter. North Korea launching another series of missiles Sunday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
2 short-range ballistic missiles launched over the North Korean eastern coast. They say it's in response to the return of the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier to the region. Well, now there's growing concern about where the missiles were fired from, with Japan's defense minister saying they are investigating if the missiles were launched via submarine, which would increase the threat of a targeted strike on the U.S. or its allies.
With the midterm elections edging closer, Vice President Kamala Harris in Austin, Texas, Saturday, pledging the Biden administration's commitment to protecting women's rights.
The future of this issue will be a function of our willingness to fight for this, understanding that, again, it is about freedom, it is about liberty, it is about justice.
Judges in Arizona and Ohio halting state laws banning abortion procedures on Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More details coming out regarding the suspect in Thursday's stabbing attack on the Vegas Strip. Fox's Christina Coleman has the report.
Telemundo reports that Barrios, the murder suspect in this case, was here in California outside of City Hall in downtown Los Angeles asking for help just days before the stabbing spree in Las Vegas. The police report states that Barrios went to Las Vegas to stay with a friend, but the friend told him that he couldn't stay at his house, so Barrios caught a bus to the Las Vegas Strip. Barrios told police that people were making fun of him on the bus ride. The arrest report also states that Barrios asked some showgirl impersonators to take a picture with him as he held a large knife. He thought the women were laughing at him and he started running around to, quote, let the anger out. Police say he ended up stabbing 8 people with a 12-inch kitchen knife.
Job growth slowed in the U.S. in September for the second straight month in a row. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more.
Many pundits believe this was not a good week for the Biden administration because of the OPEC Plus announced cuts to oil production, which is sending gas prices higher. Now with Democrats warning ahead of the midterms. First, let's look at the job numbers released yesterday. About 23,000 jobs were added, but while unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, economists say that's due to a decrease in labor force participation. The news sending markets down, the Dow dropping 2.3%, losing 600 points. Many economists are not celebrating. Across the country, businesses are cutting jobs. Typically this time of year, they're adding jobs ahead of the holiday season.
In college football, number 1 Alabama narrowly defeating Texas A&M 24-20. Number 2 Georgia pouncing Auburn 42-10. Number 3 Ohio State topping Michigan State 49-20. Ohio State quarterback CJ Stroud throws for 6 touchdowns. and number 4, Michigan beating Indiana 31-10. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.